1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Did you hear about the latest tsunami? It didn't take place in the Pacific. This one's still building. It's taking place all over the world, but will especially be noticed in the West. It's not a tsunami of water, but of age. I'm talking about the coming age wave, what some experts are now calling the gray tsunami. Many of us are not even aware of it. Churches are unprepared for it, but it is coming. Experts put it this way. In 1950, children dominated the world. In 2050, seniors will. Gray is the new color of the world population as the new world order looms before us. There are two things that drive this. First, people are having fewer children. And second, people are living longer. Consider the trends in the United States. A recent study by the Pew Research Center found that the U.S. birth rate in 2011 was the lowest ever recorded. Like other Western nations, many are foregoing having children. At the same time, people are living longer. Since 1900, life expectancy for Americans has jumped from 47-year-olds to just shy of 80 years. In the past 90 years, in other words, God has added 30 years to the average life expectancy. In the providence of God, this is due to improved nutrition, improved hygiene, antibiotics, new cancer and heart drugs, innovative surgeries, and other improvements in healthcare. The UN estimates that life expectancy over the next century will approach 100 for women in developing nations and 90 for women in the developing world, with men lagging behind women 3 to 4 years. In the U.S., for the next 20 years, over 10,000 baby boomers a day will turn 65, and there are 79 million of them. This issue is not just another example of boomer selfishness wanting to call attention to itself. It's a demographic fact that we have to deal with. America, like the world, is graying, and this has huge implications. But I wonder if we're ready for it as a church. Are we ready to minister to this age group within our own churches? Are we thinking about how to reach them? Since the 1960s, American culture has been driven by the youth culture and what will harness the power and energy of the new, younger generation. But I wonder how we'll adjust to the realities of a massive seniors culture. This senior culture is quite diverse, covering a span from 65 to 105. This 40-year span is huge and complex. You can no longer lump them all together as seniors or golden agers. What constitutes old age is changing. There's a societal shift in the traditional age segments as people live and work longer. Old age keeps moving up. It used to be we thought of traditional stages as birth, childhood, adolescence, young adult, middle age, and elderly, with elderly being around 65. Now people talk about 60 being the new 40, 70 being the new 60, 80 being the new 70. And who knows what the growing 90-plus crowd is thinking. Their numbers have tripled in the past 3 decades to 2 million and will quadruple by 2050. Some people speak of young old, middle old, and elderly old. This may all seem quite confusing, but we have to start thinking about it and opening our eyes to demographic realities. Above all, the church cannot afford to simply push this part of the population aside to alienate them, marginalize, or treat them paternalistically. Rather, it will have to learn to show proper biblical respect to them and integrate them into the life of the church, because in fact, they are one of the church's most valuable resources. Doesn't Scripture itself show them honor when it says, "Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life." Or when it says, "Wisdom is with the aged and understanding in length of days." The Bible's vision is of older saints who still bear fruit in old age. They're ever full of sap and green. It sees them as a resource for ministry when it says, "Older men are to be sound in the faith, in love and steadfastness, and older women are likewise to be reverent in behavior and to teach what is good." So let's not overlook the potential of this group, nor the size of this approaching tsunami.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/Orlando.